Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Vapic Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today from a new setup. Let's freaking go. Cool, so yeah, actually just today established a whole new setup here, getting my stand-up table on which I'm working right now, and then I have my different setup there with a PC and stuff like that there. So I'm just literally have two spots here. Feeling great. Literally right now thinking that there isn't a single place where I can focus better than here right now. So that's kind of like just really epic to be here. Cool. What are the things that I want to cover today? That's a great question. The last few days are a bit, just for me, revising all the questions, and even in terms of like the philosophy behind everything, it's very important just to put the V1 up there, just to have the first version ready and just put it to the market as soon as possible. Just receive feedback as fast as you can, and then get back to the drawing table and iterate on everything what you're doing. So the last few days have really brought me and got me in the context of like the importance of focus, just literally becoming great at one thing and delegating all the other things so that you can focus the majority of your time in actually being super great in one thing that you're doing. That's the first part. The second one is that in terms of everything, like just have more fun. That's like a big caveat that I always remind myself, or at least like today, based on the lessons and everything else that I've kind of gone through, is that literally just have more fun doing the things that you're doing. Stay consistent with the stuff that you're doing, but just kind of like have more fun and enjoy the ride. I guess this is a bit like just one advice in one way, the second advice in a different way, kind of points you in different directions. Cool. What else to share with you? I mean, for today, there's not that really much. That I guess like only invest. If you invest into a great place where you can focus, I mean, it'll definitely pay off. As far as it goes for me, it's way better to be focused here, and I'm literally able to just get so much more done here than I would be able to do anywhere else. And even based on this setup that I have right now, that I have two workspaces, this one here with a standard table, second one behind me, just able to go back and forth a bit more. Thinking whether I'm just going to stay here for the next few months. Yeah, we're gonna see. Jesus, that's how it goes. It's 1:30 a.m. If you want to know my methodology and even my way of thinking, is that cool? I just literally want to minimize my downtime throughout the day. I like to be surrounded by really nice things. I like to, like, that's a pretty big precondition for me, at least, like, in terms of establishing anything, working on something. I'd really like to be surrounded by beautiful things. It's really interesting how much progress you're able to make within 1 or 2 months if you just, like, literally focus yourself. And even even like right now, being very honest, like every single day there are these kind of like side quests that come my way, and my main priority is to just set up, okay, these are the side quests, keep focusing on the main quest because that's what we're here for. Cool. Let's get back to what I essentially wanted to speak about. Cool. So yeah, I essentially like minimize all the constraints in terms of the utilization of my time throughout the day. I literally live in a, I don't need a car. That's a great big thing. If I would be living in the US, I would definitely need a car. Let's say if you're living in Miami or somewhere like that, and like you have to go and take the car, you have to go and shop, do shopping, you have to take the car, you have to go to the gym. At least those would be the expensive for me. In terms of if you're living in a condo, in an apartment complex, like that might be a different thing. As far as it goes for me right now, like having the gym, having access to food, like fresh food, that I don't really have to cook any day. And just literally giving me the option to grind 16 hours a day. Like literally it's sick. Like it's so fucking sick. I haven't yet seen anyone else pull this off. Literally, I haven't yet seen anyone else pull this off. And I'm surprised how energetic I feel, how confident I feel, how good I feel, how seamlessly everything is going, even though like there are some bumps in the road, but at the same time, I'm just like, literally I'm able to get just so much work done. And my only secret is that I just like simplified everything. Whenever I need food, I just literally go downstairs and buy anything I want. One of those two shops that I have here, like that's my fridge. I can just take and buy whatever I want. I store nothing in my fridge. Why would I do that? I fast during the evening. Yeah, the biggest factor here is that I literally just want to revamp everything because I'm gonna like yesterday I was kind of like thinking about like these next steps and like essentially everything would we have going on here right now, as well as like what are the next steps that we're gonna conquer. My biggest idea was that just kind of yeah, we're gonna see about what's gonna happen there. Like even this type of content and everything else that I'm just posting here, like this is pretty much just me posting the videos for myself, I guess. We're gonna see. On top of that, we're gonna see how everything would have to be revamped. It's a whole new undertaking. And that's even my mentality. Like, okay, right, I'll just really be here and have like literally, okay, if you save 1 hour every single day, you save 7 hours in a week. You save 7 hours in a week, you save 27 hours in a month. 27 hours equals one, like almost one work week. And just take this throughout the year and you're literally able to pull off 3 years within one. I pull it up within 3 years, you're literally able to pull off 10 years within three. My mentality behind everything was just, okay, we have this goal, 10K hours, let's just go for it. The first 1,000 hours was pretty much invested in this goal. And then I just kind of looked at all sides and literally decided that, okay, going to Stanford, Harvard, and just following that path was a really stupid decision of mine. You just wouldn't really go that way. So yeah, I mean, whatever you want, you can get it. But you can get many things. You can just get a few things if you're very, very focused. And if you're patient. And if you're willing to just go through a lot of crap. That's right. I mean, there are benefits and drawbacks to every decision you're making. Even like in terms of going to university, it's a big cost for you. In terms of actually missing the 3 years of your life. And you just kind of like fit into a whole new parallel of actually where you categorize and even where you feel that you fit. It's really interesting just to observe that. Yeah, I mean, not sure what I would say to you, if you want to see. It's gonna... Hopefully this will work. Opa. My setup is breaking now. Cool. That worked. If you give me a sec, this will work as well. Or it won't, never mind. Yeah, so feels just way better just being able to stand rather than sit down, even recording these things here and there, just kind of feels like more swift and way better on my back. Getting old and crotchety, never mind. Yeah, that's it. That's it for me. I'm just gonna leave you with this for today, as far as it goes. Keep crushing it, guys. Your biggest fan. I'm gonna catch you in the next one.